the PSO route, the Dublin Donegal service, is the backbone of all of our operations. So, you know, to get the announcement now that we have a new operator commencing in February, and, you know, stability for the next 3 to 4 years. So it's, you know, it's great for us to be able to build on what we've had in the past, and hopefully, you know, be able to increase passenger numbers now going forward. 2021 obviously was a really difficult year for us, and when Stobart went into liquidation in June, you know, we were left without any service for a period of 6 weeks. And then thankfully we got an interim operator in Amapola, and they've provided a very good service over the last number of months. You know, and we're very grateful that we had that service and that we're able to continue. But obviously the pandemic's obviously had a big impact as well, and you know, it's curtailed our passenger numbers significantly over the past 2 years. So, you know, we're really hoping that 2022 is going to be a better year, and that, you know, we'll be able to provide very good service on the route between here and Dublin. And, you know, that those passengers that have to travel for social reasons, you know, going to hospitals, going to colleges and things like that, they'll be able to use the service again.
Might be a little bit early, but in terms of, you know, planning to broaden out the offering from Donegal Airport, are things too uncertain at this time to even talk about that, or are plans afoot for anything new in addition to this core route?
Passenger levels dropped by about 70% last year. So at the moment, our focus is entirely on regaining what we've already lost. So, you know, we can build back the traffic to the 2019 levels on the Dublin route. We're obviously looking to try and reinstate a Glasgow service as well. Unfortunately, Loganair pulled out on that service in October last year. So those are the two main areas that we're focusing on at the minute, and hopefully we can build from that.